Tim, give me an idea of what I guess we're kind of have that harvest hangover. We're still fighting a lot of challenges from 19 here for the 20 season. What's your start like?
Well, it's been a tough go. It's way wet. We didn't get much fall tillage done, and it's showing up.
When did you get your crop out? Did you get it done last fall? Or?
We finished in December 19th, I think it was, and it was way too late to get anything worked. It was way too wet. We had to wait for it to freeze up before we could get it. So
what condition is the ground in now?
It's not very good. It's sealed up so bad, and it's mush underneath. It just won't dry out, even with these hot days we've had. It just will not dry out.
So percent-wise, what have you got in as far as crops?
We got about 40% of our corn in. I'd say half the beans, soybeans. We got half the barley in, and about three-fourths of our edible beans in, probably. So
prevent plant, is that the direction we go?
It's going to be on some of it, has to be. We just can't touch it. We've been out and trying different times, and it just won't go.
So what do you've got left? You got edibles and beans still working on?
Yep, we got I got a quarter edible beans left to put in, and we're get about, I don't know, I would say maybe 1,000 acres of soybeans left. I don't know how many of them we're going to get, but we're going to try.
Have you ever seen a year like this?
Never. Been doing this a long time. Never seen anything like this.
Yeah, I don't think you're the Lone Ranger this year.
No, it's, you know, PP is really not what I think of when I talk about farming. It just, I do not like it, for one thing. It stays so wet year after year after year. It just, you never get it dried out. So I don't know.
You can see a lot of it in this area. Not, I mean, this whole footprint seems like.
Yep, there's going to be a bunch of it. There's a lot of untouched dirt. So I would guess it's going to be, I'll bet you there's 50% of it in the area that's not going to be planted.